It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lynn Howerton.
Good morning. My guest today is Angie Snyder, planner with the Ozarks Headwaters Recycling and Material Management District. Angie is here today to talk about common recycling myths. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you.
NOAA, or the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, estimates that 8 million metric tons of plastic wind up in our oceans each year. China imposed a waste ban import in 2018. Angie, has the ban affected recycling and waste disposal here in the Ozarks?
Well, it didn't have an immediate effect. The more immediate effect that it had was on the West Coast, where more of their stuff was actually going to China or Southeast Asia. What happened is the materials you throw in your bin when you recycle are actually commodities, and they're priced by markets. So when all of the stuff on the West Coast could not go to China, it had to go somewhere domestically, which flooded the markets, which drove down prices. So it's had a late effect on us, but it is having an effect. Our local recyclers are able to sell their product or their materials, but it's just taking them a little bit longer, or they're taking a lower price for it.
So it's still really important to continue or even begin to recycle.
Absolutely. We can't stress that enough.
I've heard the term wish recycling. What is wish recycling?
Wish cycling is throwing anything in your bin that you just really hope recycles, even though you're not sure if it does or not. So that might be your garden hose or your plastic chair that broke on the patio. My advice to people, if you're not sure and you don't have immediate access to find out, throw it in the trash can. Because what happens, especially things like garden hoses, Christmas lights, things like that, like your Christmas lights can recycle, but they need to just go to an appropriate place. But those things get tangled in the sorting facilities. So when you're throwing stuff in your bin and your hauler picks it up and they take it to the sorting facility where the plastics are sorted from the paper and the cardboard, those things get tangled in the conveyor belts, and they're actually dangerous to the workers. So we really don't want that. So when in doubt, throw it out or give me a call. I'll find out for you. If I don't know, it gives me a chance to learn something new.
Well, then let's go into the myths of recycling. Myth number one, pizza boxes are not recyclable.
Oh, pizza boxes, there's just more conversation on this than you would ever believe. And it depends on the person taking the cardboard from that pizza box. My general rule of thumb that I tell people, rip the lid off, it's generally clean. There's no grease. Recycle it. The bottom part that's really greasy, go ahead and trash it. And then that way, you're kind of middle of the road. Because what happens is depending on what that cardboard's going to be turned into, some processors don't mind the grease and others really do mind it. And so if you're not sure where that end game is, just take the lid off, keep it clean, and toss it in your bin.
Myth number two, recyclables must be bagged.
Oh, no. We can't stress this enough. Please don't put your recyclables in a bag. It might be easy to collect them that way in a trash can or container or whatever, but when you're dumping them in your bin curbside, or if you take it to a city recycling center, take the bag off, because the bag is a tangler and it gets caught up at the sorting facilities and it can cause all sorts of problems. Downtime can be dangerous to clean it out, etc. Now, your clean bags will recycle at places like Walmart and other retailers that do take the clean plastic bags.
Next, cans and bottles must be washed.
You know, for the most part, as long as you rinse them, they're fine. You don't have to go through a full soapy cycle. People complain about the peanut butter jars because they do get messy. You know, my rule of thumb with those is I just put some dish soap in it, soak it overnight, and usually I can get most of it out to where it's clean enough to recycle.
Myth number four, glass does not recycle.
Glass does recycle. It's a little tricky. You can't throw it in your curbside bin. So if you're used to paying for curbside pickup and you want to recycle your glass, you still have to keep it separate. You know, when you throw it in the bin, it breaks. It can contaminate the other items. The sorting facilities aren't set up to handle glass, so it just becomes a problem in that aspect. However, City of Springfield does offer glass recycling. You can take it to any of their recycling centers. That glass gets picked up by Ripple Glass in Kansas City. They're actually an offshoot of Boulevard Brewing Company. They're a standalone company now, but that's how they got started. And that glass gets turned into insulation by Owens Corning.
And number five, compostable items can be recycled.
So this is tricky. We like to be more eco-friendly and not buy those single-use plastic forks and all of that kind of fun stuff. But you can buy the ones that say compostable, but they have to be disposed of a proper way. And we don't always have the proper way to dispose those here. So you want to be careful when you're buying products, when they say compostable, if you're actually able to compost them. If they're not made of plastic, you can't throw them with the plastic either as far as recycling goes. I mean, if we're talking about compostable items like food waste, don't throw that in your recycling bin, obviously. But look for an outlet or a local place that might be taking composting. And we're seeing more of that develop here in Springfield. Or start your own little backyard composting bin. They're pretty easy to start. And if you do any kind of gardening at all, sometimes you can get like compost turners at Lowe's or Home Depot for like $100. So that's a great way. Keep in mind, it's food waste, like your leftover vegetables and things like that. You can't throw meat and dairy in something like that either. That does have to go to the landfill.
Thank you, Angie. This has been very educational, and I hope that we have dispelled some of the common myths for recycling for our listeners today. Our guest today has been Angie Snyder with the Ozarks Headwaters Recycling and Materials Management District. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Today's program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.